and welcome to A Vague Idea. This is a comedy trivia podcast. I'm Nate Regolia. Each week, we present our guests with a list of topics to find out if they have a vague idea. And this week, we're going to be talking about goddesses. And joining us this week for this show are three members of the A Vague Idea pantheon of goddesses.
Ah, nice.
First, we have Lynn Teasley returning. Lynn, welcome back to the show.
Hey, well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, good. How are you holding up?
Well, you know, the world's on fire, but yeah. Other than that, it's okay. I'm doing all right.
I assume we're just all listening to that Billy Joel song going, ah, finally, we get it.
Yes, we didn't start the fire, but it keeps on turning.
Yeah, so. we're just gonna accept it, I guess, and listen to bad 80s pop rock.
The best kind.
We have another returning guest in Monica Morris. Monica, welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm fighting the good fight and doing well.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a dog competing for lap attention, which is nice too.
Oh my God. She literally hates whenever I'm like on like a computer or my iPad. So that's why she's in my lap right now. Otherwise she'd be laying down in bed. And we just took a walk, so she should be fine.
I seem to remember you telling me this at the Snug one time, that your dog only wants to be in your lap when you're on a video conference of some kind.
Yeah, exactly. She hates my computer. I don't know. She's an asshole.
All right. It's good. Good connection. And we also have returning guest, Alyssa Babel. Alyssa, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Nate. It's nice to be back.
Yeah. You got a kitty on your lap. And how are you doing?
I'm just, every day is a day that I may or may not rage, cry, scream to Wilson Phillips, hold on.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're, I hope we're all there.
I did it today, and I almost did yesterday.
You're holding
it
together.
It's a little thing. It's a little thing that counts.
I mean, the day that we all get to get back together at the Snug and Dave can blast that. I mean, I really hope that that's just like, we just do one round where we listen to that song 8 times through.
That's literally going to be perfect. In like a year.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. It's going to be forever from now. Let's get started with the show. So I'm just going to start with the opening question. And we'll start with Lynn and we'll just go through the line. So Lynn, who is your favorite goddess?
Probably Artemis, because she has a bow and arrow.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. So because bow hunting is one of your passions?
Yes. Like that dude in Utah. Yeah. He thought bow hunting was his passion. Yeah.
And he was summarily taught that other passions can be a lot faster to take effect.
How do you get your ass whooped when you have a machete and a bow and arrow?
Right? But, yeah. You know, you're also a person who, like, pulls up in a Kia and thinks, like, hey, this is my tactical launch vehicle. I'm a G.I. Joe of some kind. It's very sad. The world is sad.
Yeah.
Monica, who's your favorite goddess?
My favorite goddess is Hera. Because she's a level of petty that I can fuck with. Yeah. Because she knows her husband is like totally, he's like fucking animals and fucking swans. And she's just all like, and she's just like doing shit to like all of his lovers and like that level of petty. I fuck with that.
Yeah, I think we would all probably take issue with our partner putting on animal face, I guess, to have sex with people.
Not
like, oh, hey, I'm going to be a swan and lay on you because you're a lady. And this is how I play. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I love Hera.
Right on. Alyssa, who's your favorite goddess?
I literally was going to say Hera as well for the exact same reason, because she's here to ruin people's day. Like, if you fuck with her, don't fuck with her. And I feel like that's how I live my day-to-day. So, like, I'm on board.
Right on. Good job, you guys. Then we're going to give out points for this. So Alyssa and Monica will get 2 points and Lynn 1 point. I really like the Hera answer. Sorry.
What?
But
I'm black, isn't it?
Yeah, see, Lynn, because you didn't say Hera, my white points helped lift it up, Monica.
Oh, okay.
So that's okay.
That's a thing, right?
That is a thing. That is a thing. Like, you know, black people, in order to advance, we need to be on the backs of white people. So I'm good with that.
I got sturdy legs, girl. I'm here for you.
Yeah, Alyssa, have you considered starting an urban nonprofit? I hear that's the way that everybody does it. So
one of y'all break my hair so I can start getting a tan.
get your Dolezal on.
Yep.
Alyssa, we'll start with you for the first topic. Ooh. Do you have a vague idea about the goddess movement?
Oh, this is definitely some women's lib thing that I have no idea about. But based on the goddess movement, let's call it, I'm going to say it's the second wave of feminism, and this is when everybody was ripping their bras off and burning them in the 60s, or was that the 90s was the second wave? It's one of the waves.
The first wave was in the 60s and 70s.
All right, we'll call it that one. First wave feminism, burn your bras.
Okay. Monica, do you have a vague idea about the goddess movement?
No fucking clue. I want to be like... I want to say it has something to do with like this art movement in like the 19th century, and I don't know why. Maybe because Lynn just left.
Oh no! She's back. It'll be all right.
I am so sorry. I have the worst luck with Zoom. Okay.
And I think it's because I saw that movie with like Sam Neill and those like all those women that he lived with, and they were just as goddess. Do you remember that movie? Just, no. Anyway.
What's the name of it?
Yeah, I know of that movie. I can't place it.
It was like pseudo like softcore porn, and it was like all these women that lived with Sam Neill, and he was like an artist, and they were all dressed in like flowy gowns, and they would all.
Are we talking about Jurassic Park? I feel like we're on Jurassic Park too.
Yeah, life was finding a way.
Exactly, and I just want to. I want to put it into like an art movement in like the nineteenth century.
Okay. Lynn, do you have a vague idea about the goddess movement?
I have no idea about the goddess movement, and I suppose I could make something up, but I'm too tired to think of anything good right now, so it won't even be funny.
Okay. Hey, I'll buy it. That works. I'm gonna give you each a point. None of you got it right, but that's okay.
I'll take it.
So the goddess movement includes spiritual beliefs or practices, which emerged predominantly in North America, Western Europe, Australia, and New Zealand in the 70s.
Okay.
The movement is a reaction to the predominantly organized religions, their male-dominated organized religions, and it makes use of goddess worship and a focus on gender and femininity. So it's a form of neo-paganism. And some versions are like Dianic Wicca, right? Where you praise Diana, hunter of the forest, goddess, etc. So yeah, it was a religious thing. Great job.
Oh, this is how you
though.
Become Wonder Woman.
Yes, it is.
Definitely how you become Wonder Woman.
You get the underoos, and then you start practicing goddess movement religion, and you're ready to go.
I'm a pretty good representation of that. Ancient Sumerian statue, you know, just like sitting here.
All right. So yeah, great job. 1 point each. And we'll go to Monica now. Monica, do you have a vague idea about the goddess of democracy?
The goddess of democracy. I'm assuming it's that woman, the scales of justice. And I have no idea what her name is. But of course it would be a woman who would be for democracy, because men would like to like keep women in like barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. So they're not caring about democracy. So of course it would be a woman. I have no idea what her name is. So that's what I'm going with. She is the scales of justice.
Okay. I dig it. Okay. Lynn, the goddess of democracy.
Lynn is Googling shit.
I'm not Googling shit. I'm sorry. I just got a message and I couldn't not listen to it. The goddess of democracy, I assume she's
your toy?
democracy more than your average bear, and she's very democratic. And I'd like to democracies.
Okay.
Good old Socrates.
All right. Alyssa, the goddess of democracy.
So I have two guesses on this, since nobody knows anything. My first guess is Hera, because as she gets wrong, she goes to get her revenge and makes it right. The other option is, I think her name is Sophia, the goddess of wisdom / democracy.
Okay. Those, I mean, that's really good. Those are both very good guesses.
The only reason I know anything about Sophia is because that's my mom's name, and she really liked to drive that home. I'm the goddess of wisdom.
Now clean your room.
She don't know shit.
So the goddess of democracy is a statue that was erected during and after the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests. That stands in China. White statue. She's holding a torch up. I picked this mainly because Tiananmen Square pretty much happened. Well, it was the anniversary of the date when Donald Trump decided to gas a bunch of protesters to walk 45 feet and hold a Bible up in front of a church.
Which I have to say that, like, I'm very surprised that he could walk that far. I would have, like, 100% bet that he would have gotten into a golf cart.
Oh, yeah. Right?
That would make more sense. Like a little presidential scooter.
The fact that he walked that length. Because I'm like 100% sure he would have been in a golf cart.
You would think that he would have already required them to build him some sort of version of the Pope Mobile, right? Like, he'd just be like, no, I expect to just sit on a gold toilet that I can shit in while also waving at my beloved populace.
He does sit on a gold toilet. Yeah. That, not in the White House, because, like, that's kind of gaudy. But in his, like, actual house. He has fucking gold toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens when you have too much money. Okay.
That's it.
Are we not hearing Lynn? Lynn, are we not hearing you?
I'm here. It, like, got weird for a second on this end. But,
oh, okay. Yeah, you have your bars are red. Now they're yellow.
I'm telling you, Zoom is not my friend. I don't know why.
We'll do our best here, and that's all that matters. Okay, we're gonna play our first game. Oh wait, I didn't tell you the scores. Alyssa, 2 points, and 1 point for Monica and Lynn on the goddess of democracy.
Was it because I had two guesses?
Yeah,
because I won the statue.
Yeah. So now we're gonna play.
It's because she's white. It's fine.
That isn't what this is about, I promise. Okay, now we're gonna play our first game. We're gonna play recast, and you guys are familiar with recast. You're going to recast the roles of lead actors in a beloved or otherwise existing film. We are going to recast 1988's Goddess of Love, which was a film that starred Vanna White of Wheel of Fortune fame, John Rhys-Davies as the, he's like
Gimli?
Indiana Jones' sidekick, and Gimli, yeah. Oh my God. And Little Richard is also in this movie. So,
ooh.
Of course he was.
Yeah, so I would like each of you to pick a replacement for Vanna White, John Rhys-Davies, and Little Richard, and we'll just go around the group. So we'll start with Monica. Monica, who are you gonna replace those people with?
I would definitely replace Little Richard with Bruno Mars.
I love that.
Because even though Bruno Mars is heterosexual, I think that, like, the tiny, like, singer man is good.
Okay.
I would replace Vanna White with Denise Richardson.
Why?
That's a choice.
Because number one, at least Denise Richardson is an actress.
Ish.
I think you hit the inflection properly, because I don't know that we know.
I mean, like, she used to be, and she's white and she's blondish. Why not?
She's late career blonde, I think. I think she was a brunette when she started out, but, you know, maybe that's just all sun highlights.
Yeah. And I would replace John Rhys Davies with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers, because why not?
I like it. Hey, you had to fill that Jonathan, that John Rhys quotient.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he's hot, so why not?
Yeah. Great. Good job. Okay, Lynn, who would you cast?
Okay, wait. Can I ask what the premise of this movie is? Because I've never heard of it.
Yeah, what's it about?
No one's heard of it. Vanna White is Aphrodite, and she's just like sent down and ends up like hanging out. Like I don't know much else. I didn't do enough research on it to tell you more.
Even I heard that Vanna White was in it.
It's a movie. It's a movie with people.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to go with Adam Lambert for the Little Richard part.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like his voice, like, you know, he's got kind of that flamboyancy about him that's awesome about Little Richard. May he rest in peace. I'm going to go with casting Queen Latifah as Aphrodite.
Great.
Ooh.
Yeah, and then, I mean, LL Cool J, because I just think he's adorable. So I'm doing kind of a reverse.
So you're doing the Holiday with Adam Lambert.
I love that movie.
I mean, here's the thing too, is like LL Cool J takes over whatever movie he's in. Like,
yeah.
Deep Blue Sea was a movie where he's just like the chef, but he is the movie after like minute 15. So I buy it. I like that a lot. Okay, Alyssa, who are you going to cast?
I think the easiest one is replacing John Rhys Davies with Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Three names.
Oh!
Yeah. Bitch. JTT needs some work, I think, probably. Like, he hasn't been around.
He hasn't done much. I mean, maybe he was smart with his Home Improvement money
and all of his Christmas
movies.
Lynn is like, I keep up with all of Tim Taylor's children.
He is the most amazing. Yeah. I was like, what has that dude done lately? He's behind the camera. Okay, look up.
Everybody wants to direct.
Right.
I think I would replace Vanna White with Drew Carey, as he seems to be taking over the game show world.
Okay, I like that.
And Little Richard, gosh, who? That's the real question. Probably gonna go with AJ McLean, Backstreet Boy.
Oh, of course.
Wow.
He's got the best voice and most range and is closest, audibly, anyway, to Little Richard.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, I mean, you all got the answer absolutely correct. Good job. Lynn, 4 points, 3 points for Monica, and 2.5 for Alyssa. And now we're gonna swing into round number three, and we'll just start with Alyssa again. So Alyssa, do you have a vague idea about Venus?
Venus, like my razor or the plant or the goddess? I don't know whatever. I don't know what the goddess does, but I know it's something about being that strong, independent pussy that don't need no man. Like, I think that's, like, the general air of Venus.
Great. I love it. Okay. Lynn, do you have a vague idea about Venus?
She's a goddess on a mountaintop, burning like a silver flame. She's the goddess of beauty and love, and Venus is her name. She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. You knew this song was coming.
I'm your Venus. Hey, I'm your fire.
What do you think I was singing in my head when I talked about it?
You should have gone with the lyrics.
It's okay.
That was by Bananarama, who also sang Cool Summer.
Yes, which both are fantastic songs.
Really underrated. I mean, underrated band. There's a lot of
apropos.
Cool Summer is a good ass song. Yeah.
Perfectly apropos for this summer for all of us. Venus is the goddess of love, and like she's associated with women as a result. I don't know that I can think of any other facts. So I'm going to turn it over to Monica and see what she knows.
Yeah, Monica, vague idea about Venus.
Venus is the Roman goddess of love because Aphrodite is her name in Greek. So Aphrodite and Venus are the same person. She is the goddess of love. She's the son. She's the daughter of Zeus. And she is the parent of Eros, who is the god of love.
Yeah. You gotta get him down.
The god of fucking. He's like the god of fucking. I mean, let's be honest. He's the god of fucking. And and he's the basis of the word erotic. So she spends a lot of time. Like she spends a lot of time using her sexuality to fuck with people, which again, I fuck with that. Like, and so she does. I mean, she's just like, she's beautiful and she goes around and like spreading love and her legs.
She's the OG fuckboy.
She's the OG fuckboy, like, right? And yeah. And she's the daughter of Zeus and Hera. So that's what I know about Venus.
She's a petty pussy, but using it for other things.
The OG fuckboy will be the episode title. Just so you know. Locked it in. Yeah, great.
Nailed it.
Great job. Yeah, I mean, Venus. For some reason, we named one of the most acidically raining planets nearest us after her. But yeah, you guys covered it. Like, I'm not even going to read from Wikipedia. We don't need that shit. Great job. 3 points for Monica, 2 points for Lynn and Alyssa. And let's see. Monica, we're going to go to you for the next one, which is, all right. Do you have a vague idea about Colombia, spelled with a U, not like Colombia, the country? Just to be clear.
Oh, Colombia.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Let me see. Colombia. I'm assuming she's a goddess.
Yeah, you got, you're correct.
She's the goddess of Spain.
She's the goddess of Spanish.
Okay.
I have no idea about Colombia.
Alyssa, Colombia?
That is the Greek goddess of cocaine.
Oh yes, please.
She is who the Colombians pray to when they do their plant service to make
their cocaine
sure
dance? Their that cocaine rain
the
dance?
purest, most strong chemical form of cocaine, and that the atropine that they cut it off is cut it with is clean. And then they sell it for the same price to the stupid Americans. And that's what they pray for, to get high cost and lots of reward from the goddess Columbia.
All right. Very good. Very good. Lynn, Columbia, do you have a vague idea?
I don't even know how you follow that, because it's truly really magnificent. I know she's the classier version of the crack cocaine goddess. she likes to drive fast and loves expensive cars.
She likes Lambos. That's for sure.
I mean, Lambos and Ferrari and Raris, right? I mean,
yep.
Very good. Yeah, that's definitely not correct. But this is fun. This is interesting. This one's interesting because this is about this country, as a lot of shit is, but Colombia is the female personification of the United States.
Really?
We ain't got that.
That's why we have Washington, D.C. is the District of Colombia, because she is the goddess of the United States.
Fake news.
She is supposed
to... female representation.
But I thought Mother Cabrini was the first... Oh, well, that's a saint. Never mind.
Yeah, not a goddess, a saint.
I would absolutely name a sandwich after whoever that is.
What, Mother Cabrini?
Yeah, that sounds like a delicious sandwich to me.
what would be in a Mother Cabrini?
Ooh, a lot of ham and salamis.
Yeah, well, I figure like you have to make Cabrini a portmanteau of meat, so it'd have to be like capicola,
Something brined.
Yeah, brined some kind shrimp. Of. Yeah, I mean, throw some pickles in there. That's brined. We're good.
Right.
What's that stuff they put on it's Chicago hot dogs that
relish.
Oh yeah, yeah. That, relish. The green dyed relish is so delicious.
Yeah. A pickle spear is the proper thing to
do. No. That it's made out of peppers and it's like a right. relish.
Yeah, the Chicago hot dog. It's not supposed to be.
It starts
relish.
With a G. It starts with a G.
Not oh, is it the Ghirardelli or something?
Yeah, exactly.
That
right. Exactly.
But that's like the chocolate
like
place. But...
or like
no, that's the cauliflower and carrot and whatever mix.
A different abomination.
Okay, so nasty.
Oh
not a fan.
Okay.
Not a fan.
So anyway. She is the goddess of the United States.
Yeah. So. The District of Columbia, Columbia University is named after her, the Columbia River. She was basically overtaken by the Statue of Liberty when we received the Statue of Liberty, but the same ideals are supposed to be imbued. Columbia is supposed to be about freedom and liberty for everyone. There is a...
You mean every white person.
Well, here's the thing that's interesting. There is... So in one of the first times that Columbia was brought into sort of personification... she was written in a poem by a black poet who I'm looking this up right now. I'm really sorry. I should have looked this up earlier.
You mean the unwilling immigrants?
Yes.
Ooh, I like that.
The forced immigration.
I mean, yeah.
So the poet's name is Phyllis Wheatley, and she was. Still, I mean, I don't think she was a free woman at the time. She wrote the poem in the 1780s. The poem is titled His Excellency George Washington, and she brings the idea of Columbia into formation as a beacon of sort of freedom and hope for everybody, which is just, it's just yet another way that, like, America's always way far away from our ideals or whatever we think.
That way white people have probably never heard of that.
Yeah, because it's not taught. It isn't something that's ever taught. But yeah, Columbia's interesting.
It's another one of those things that America did that makes no fucking sense, because they're like, there's no goddess of Columbia. We're just going to invent a goddess. And yes, this is now our goddess.
That's the American way. It's just, if you don't have something, just make it.
It was a kind of common thing back then, because you had Britannia, which is the goddess who represents Great Britain, and you had Gallia.
So she didn't represent encyclopedias.
No.
That was her daughter.
I'm Britannica.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm Britannia, this is Britannica. So that proves that the goddess of England is black, because only black people think, I'm Britannia and this is my daughter Britannica. I'm just saying.
Great job. You're each getting 1 point. And now we're going to play the second game. It's time to play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Yeah.
So this week on Fuck, Marry, Kill, you're going to have a choice between three goddesses. One we already invoked earlier in the show. I think. No, we didn't. Never mind. We didn't invoke her yet. Your goddesses are Diana Ross, Beyonce, and Aretha Franklin. So we will start with Alyssa. Who are you going to fuck? Who are you going to marry? Who are you going to kill?
I mean, we already know who I'm going to kill, because that bitch got me in line. Obviously, Beyonce needs to die, because that bitch has no manners. Like, whatever. How dare you cut her line? And then, who was it? Diana Ross and who?
And Aretha Franklin.
Ah, I would marry Aretha Franklin, because she's a sweet, sweet lady. Or was, and then Diana Ross, I would definitely fuck with.
Okay, great, very good. Okay, Lynn, who are you gonna fuck? Who are you gonna marry? Who are you gonna kill?
So, I mean, Beyonce is just a goddess, like, in the truest sense of the word. She's beautiful, talented, whatever. So, she's definitely the fuck. I'm gonna marry Diana Ross, because she seems like she'd be kind of a ride, but mostly a good time. And then because Aretha Franklin is already dead, I'm going to kill her.
Okay. All right.
Look at Monica laughing.
He did.
I'm laughing because that's the exact reason that I would kill Aretha Franklin. I'm in my head. I'm going to kill Aretha Franklin because she's already dead.
Yeah, Monica, what's your answer? Where are you gonna go?
I'm gonna kill Aretha Franklin because bitch is already dead, and I would fuck Beyonce because I think she'd be really freaky in bed, but she's also fucking crazy. I'm like, you can just tell, like, she's got crazy eyes. She's just like, she would, yeah, no. And then I would marry Diana Ross. Because she's not a great singer, but she seems like a really nice person, like the kind of person that you would want to be married to. So I would, so that's my.
All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. 2 points each. You all did perfect. That was exactly what I wanted from everyone.
And, I mean, as soon as you said Beyonce, you knew what my answer would be.
I know.
Yeah, fuck Beyonce. No.
I steered right into it.
I swear to God, that bitch like cut me in line, and I will never let it go. It's so rude.
Like, she wasn't or Monica.
She wasn't even that famous yet. She still had to deal with the Michelle Williams and what's her face bringing her down in Destiny's Child. I can't remember the other one.
Kelly Rowland is like her best. Like, Kelly Rowland is literally one of the very few people that have seen Sir and Rumi.
Yeah, literally no one else has.
Literally no one else has. Like, it's like you know, Papa Beyonce, Mama Beyonce, and like Michelle and like Kelly Rowland. They're the only people that have seen the Chosen Ones.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they're like the
Beyonce will ever be single again. Is that Jay-Z will have to die because he let someone else see the babies.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you're gonna have to die now.
No, like Jay-Z should kiss the ground he walks on, because that dude looks like he got punched in the face
with a
mace. He's a busted. He's lucky he has money. That's all I have to say about him.
He doesn't have Beyonce money though.
He's a billionaire too. He's like,
yeah, he's putting all of his money into owning sports teams and kind of joining into that
and fucking up Colin Kaepernick. So
well, yeah, it. No, I absolutely real problems yeah. with the
does
way that
make that, him, I don't know the that. Exact right terminology, but does that make him an Uncle Tom?
No, not exactly.
Like really? Uncle Tom because adjacent?
Because he really likes white people, and he really like the fact that he threw Colin Kaepernick under the bus when he announced the Roc Nation partnership with the NFL kind of makes him an Uncle Tom.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Because he was all like, he's like, that issue is over, and as we can tell now from like the legit like protests in every like, single fucking
guess who's
nation
kneeling now.
Guess who's kneeling now, which says point. But it's all like he's like, that issue is over. Colin Kaepernick is over.
Oh goodness.
Yeah, I mean honestly, this is kind of the problem with business and how it deals with social issues, because I mean the best benefit of the doubt I can give him is that he went into this like, oh, this could be really lucrative, and the only way that I can get in to change anything is to play ball for a little bit. Until everybody trusts me, which is how everything always goes, and it never actually changes anything, because that's why the system is the way the system is.
Because they got sucked into the game, and they were like, no, this is fine.
Yeah, it's much more fun cashing checks than it is standing up for anything. I think that's probably just the way
it's
history
easier.
Is.
I don't know. I've always been one to stir the pot.
Oh, yeah. So we're gonna move on to the next segment, which is from the makers of Pomme ou Pomme de Terre, it's La Chose Francaise Arbitraire. That's the arbitrary French thing. The only thing that's French about it is the name. And this week I'm going to ask you each a question. Monica, we'll start with you.
Okay.
God is female. And how do we know?
God, like the big guy in the
we'll
sky?
We'll assume, yes. The monotheistic God is female, of course. So how do we know? Why do we know that?
I think we know that because legit the Old Testament is God on her period. because
Zap. Well done.
Because she was like, she was so mad. She destroyed the fucking world. She put Job through all of his trials. She was all like, listen, Abraham, I'm going to kill all of your kids, but then you're going to rebuild the world. And like, she was just like, she was legit like on the rag. The whole Old Testament is God on the rag. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. She is just fucked up. And she's, and then it's over. And then she becomes a mother, and she becomes like, you know, Jesus is here, and now it's the New Testament, and like, she's like an earth goddess, and she's just like, oh my God, I'm putting my son to you to like spread love and peace and joy. But then, you know, she's still kind of a bitch, and so she has to kill him, right? Because Jesus dies on the cross, and she's all like, I'm gonna send you out there. Like, it's like, when you send your kid out to like play in the yard, and then if they get fucked up, you're like, I told you not to go outside there. What were you doing? So not only is God a woman, she's a black woman.
I was gonna go with abusive, but you took it a step further.
All right.
I was just gonna say generic abuse.
Yeah, Alyssa, what's your answer? So we know that God is female. How do we know that?
I feel like I'm going to go from a man's perspective. God is female because all she does is take, 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 and take. I work hard to get everything to make me happy and provide for whoever, but then God comes in and crashes the fucking stock market, so I have to jump out of a window because I'm actually a criminal. So obviously a woman, because she made me do that, because she took things from me because I worked hard and she took it. She's a woman.
All right. I mean, very forceful. Okay.
That's the Republican point of view or an inside point of view. I'm not really sure, but there's some male perspective.
All right. Lynn, yes. Lynn, what's your answer?
Well, she's creative, so she thought of the whole world in the first place, and then she created it in 7 days. I mean, who does that but a woman? And then she's also petty as fuck. You know, cross her, like Monica was saying, and she'll destroy you. But then she's also somewhat loving, as long as you give her. So that's how you...
Make some offerings here and there. Keep things on the level.
Yeah. Yeah,
very good. I mean, I was just gonna lean on like, hey, you know, brought you into this world, can very easily take you out of it.
But that's why she's a black mama. Like, Lynn, how many times do you hear your mama say, I brought you into this world, I'll take you out?
More times than I can count.
She makes you pick your own switch.
And yet wonderfully has the grace to not do it. Like, never actually would take you out. But you know, like, do not fuck with me when I say this. Right. But at the same time,
there's a lot of mothers out there that murder their children for like no good reason.
But those are like mostly white moms. Like, name many black moms who actually, I mean, there was a couple of
Monica, you know, I can't because the media is for white people. You know, I can't do that. I don't know because the media is for white people.
Yeah, the moms tend to do the thing where it's like, okay, I loaded my four kids into my station wagon, backed it into a lake, and then I said a Puerto Rican man hijacked me, and that's what happened, or whatever. Great job. 3 points each. Very good. You all did wonderfully. We're gonna move on to the final topic, so get excited.
Ooh.
We're in the homest of stretches. So Lynn, we'll start with you for the final topic. Do you have a vague idea about green goddess dressing?
I know it's disgusting. Like, I am a person who enjoys salad merely as a vehicle for the salad dressing. Green goddess is like, I believe it's a mayonnaise base, and it has green herbs in it, and that is one I do not fuck with.
All right. Very good. I mean, all very correct.
Okay.
All right. Alyssa, green goddess dressing.
I would say it's kind of like Thousand Island dressing, but if you tainted it with with the 14 herbs and spices that and threw in some like black licorice. It's like the worst thing that I've smelled because I'm
very good.
It's like salad dressing for hippies. Like only fucking weirdos like that shit.
Right on. Okay, Monica, Green Goddess dressing.
I mean, I would add to that it is actually a good salad dressing for vegans because there are no like animal byproducts in it. I think it's
what
also
did I say? Weirdos.
I think it also has like avocado in it, and in addition to like all of the like other like herbs and spices, and I think Annie's, you know, was the first like company to like really bring out like Green Goddess dressing. So that's all I know about Green Goddess.
Okay. So Green Goddess dressing contains mayonnaise. So it's not vegan, I'm sorry.
Boo!
It also has anchovy in it.
no wonder it's a nasty.
So does Caesar dressing. So I love Caesar, I love a Caesar salad.
Caesar dressing's got, I'm a big fan of anchovies myself. Sour cream is also in there. There's Cherville's, chives, tarragon, lemon juice, and pepper. It's the dressing is named for its tint in that it's green. The accepted theory regarding its origin was the Palace Hotel in San Francisco in 1923. It's very old, which is crazy. I didn't have any idea that it was that old.
Was it the California response to the Waldorf salad?
Oh, God.
The Waldorf salad was in New York, and so then California came up with Green Goddess.
Well, it tracks, dirty so hippies.
Because the Waldorf salad is based off the hotel, right?
Yeah.
So this was based off of a movie, or well, a play called The Green Goddess that was written that the chef liked. So the chef liked the actor who was in the play, George Arliss, who was in the play, The Green Goddess, and he wanted to make a salad after him, which, I mean, I think all of us really just want a salad named after us, don't we?
Yeah,
no.
That's the pinnacle of all modern achievement.
You know what this play needs? It needs its own branded salad dressing.
Name a cake or a cookie after me.
Yeah.
Something delicious that people actually want to eat.
Yeah.
Come up with a new preparation of a delicious hunk of beef and name it after me.
Shape it like a giant dick and name it
after a giant dick. This is called the cock slice.
It's like this giant cock behind me, this giant picture of this cock behind me. And just like name it, like just name it the Monica.
great job on that. 2.5 points for Alyssa, 2 points for Lynn, and 1 point for Monica. And I'm going to add the scores up so you guys just talk amongst yourselves for a moment. Yeah. I've got the scores added up.
Okay.
So guys, thank you so much for being on the show.
It's
been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And I would love to do this again. Hopefully we can do it in person.
We know
somehow.
Shit all about goddesses. That's what we learned today.
I mean, you know, that's kind of how I end up writing the show. It's we're supposed to learn a little bit together too. I learned some things. You guys, everybody learned some things. Yeah, it's knowledge is power, etc. Even though
I know
not
that
really
I would really love to try some of that Green Goddess cocaine or whatever from Colombia.
Yeah, get some of that Colombia. So final
that Colombian green.
Yeah.
So yeah, final scores: Alyssa and Monica, you have tied with 18 points, and you are the winners this evening.
I'm trying to say, I just love it.
I told you, Lynn, it's all about lifting him up.
And Lynn is hating it. Like, I can tell, like, she seethes about it.
Hey, Monica, can you just do one thing for me?
I wonder where I went wrong.
Monica, I need you to do one thing for me and spell snuffleupagus.
Listen, bitch. Listen.
Just spell it for me once.
Listen, Lynn doesn't even like you that much.
I love her right now.
You love her right now.
That's fine.
Lynn, you had 17 points.
Oh, so
it was super close. And, you know, yeah. So yeah, great job, guys. So let's just go through the list. Like, Monica, do you have anything you'd like to plug that people need to know about? You want people to pay attention to? Whatever. Throw it out there.
No, I don't have anything I want to plug, but like, if you have, I mean, I know these are hard times, but if you have any money, donate to bail funds for all those people out there protesting Black Lives Matter. You know, anytime you can plug that and, you know, support the cause, that's great. Or the Equal Justice Initiative, or, you know, the ACLU, just kind of, you know, support Black people right now, and actually all people of color, and, you know, fuck the police, defund the police, and, you know, really fuck the police.
Yeah, right.
That's all I have to promote. Fuck the police.
I love it. Okay, Alyssa, anything you'd like to plug?
The ACLU has openly said they're going after Donald Trump, so give them all your money.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make his final, 5 years really painful. It.
I'm trying to keep hope, man. Keep hope alive.
No, I don't mean 5 years in office. I mean alive. I want him to suffer until he dies of a massive stroke coronary combo.
A fucking overcooked piece of steak, dust, and ketchup, and it goes down the wrong pipe, and he can't cough it back up. That's my goal.
You haven't thought about that at all.
You know. God is willing, somebody schmasash or schmate schmim. So,
smash, smash, smash. I agree.
You know, hey, didn't they just release that guy who shot Ford?
Jeez.
Yeah.
The way back there.
I mean, they need
to have Jodie Foster talk to that dude who tried to assassinate Reagan for her and be like, listen, you want to do me a favor?
Yeah. I guess also things that I have been doing in my own research to support Black people is to learn cultural things, not appropriate. Watch I Am Not Your Negro. They're doing it on PBS.
Yes.
It's a really good documentary. Fucking James Baldwin is amazing.
Did I go see that with you, Lynn?
Yeah, a couple
yeah,
of
years. We saw that together, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Lynn recommended a ton of really great books by Black people. Women and men. Yeah. I don't remember the titles of them because I don't remember anything I read. But read books by people of color. Especially that Dread Nation. That was fantastic.
Wasn't it awesome?
That was so much fun. So do that. Do all the good things and uplift your entire community, not just the ones you think should be.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, a lot of this is just engage with history. Engage with it, because the information is out there, and if you just keep turning away from it and believing these modern American folk tales about how things went, you're depriving yourself of reality.
Yeah.
And you're going to be why are people upset? It's actually, because the entire South was forged by brutal Caribbean slave traders who beat the shit out of people and then dragged those policies into this new land. And we're living in that still. I mean, it's fucked up.
Yeah, I was actually talking to one of my white friends, and, you know, he was saying that the way that racism is taught now it's something that happened.
Right. Past tense.
Past tense, and it's over, and everything is great now, and we forget that, and Black people know that it is something that never left, and, you know, racism is as American as apple pie. I mean,
oh, yeah. Arguably way more. Because I feel like apple pie happened 50 years in.
I think people really have a hard time understanding that, yes, there's racism in other countries. Colonizers went to places in Africa and blah, 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 and they fucked up other nations, but literally our entire foundation of America is predicated upon racism. It's they came here and they're like, you know what, let's build a racist society because we kind of did it in other countries. Let's start from the beginning and let's build it into every single structure, and that's why America does racism better.
Yeah. I mean, many European colonial powers participate in slave trade, but they all figured out hey, this isn't really working. You look at England, where racism is not what it is here, and I mean, granted, not great in France, not great in a lot of other, I mean, there are a lot of problems all over the world, but
everywhere.
But the thing is that we have a unique ability to deny that it's a thing that we ever did wrong while literally standing like on the marble floor that people who were enslaved constructed. I mean, like, this never happened here. And it's like, no, it's you're standing on it.
Yeah.
Lynn, anything you'd like to plug or let people know about?
Well, so if you are into sci-fi, which I'm not generally, but if you're looking for a sci-fi that's pretty prescient relevant to now, Octavia Butler's The Parable of the Sower is a fantastic book. It'll scare the shit out of you. And then, based on conversations that I had today, just believe Black people. Like, you don't need 101 analogies for why Black lives matter. We're human, so please just believe that we're human and let us be. And definitely watch I Am Not Your Negro. That is, it's infuriating, it's beautiful, it's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. So there's that. And then I've been really listening to This Is America by Childish Gambino because it kind of inspires my rage and makes me want to do stuff. Donate money, be empathetic toward people, and just believe us when we tell you this has been happening for a long time. Racism is not new.
Yeah. Well said. Well said.
Oh,
yeah.
One more thing that I'm sure there are a lot of progressive listeners, but one of my favorite new podcasts is the Benjamin P. Dixon Show. And if you are a progressive, listen to this man because he spits fire and he spits the truth every day.
Great. I'm writing it down because I want to check that out. Good rec. I mean, I think that's the big thing, guys. Like, donate to Black Lives Matter, donate to bail funds. Like, find whatever your lane is, because not everybody's going to be marching. Not everybody's going to be in the fight directly, but we all have a role and we all need to play it. If we're not, we're just being kind of a waste of space right now. Like, we have an opportunity to rise to do something really incredible, every single one of us. And if we don't do it, I don't want to be the person to tell someone's grandkids, like, hey, this is why America still sucks, because we couldn't get enough buy-in on something that seems completely evident still and has always seemed evident, and we just need to figure it out.
And 10 days of protests later, I mean, literally Minneapolis has decided to defund to dissolve the police force and institute public safety, which whatever that's going to look like, it's going to look like, but like, it's working. So don't let up.
No, and that's the thing. We have to keep pushing, because these things we're going to get a first wave of performative solutions that are going to be nice on their face, but they're going to get red taped all over in the background, and we're not going to get it, exactly what we want. And that's the thing. Like, call your local, call your state senators, your state representatives, call your city council members, email them, be present in this conversation to say that, like, no, it's not over just because they said that they would use tear gas less. That's not an answer. We need more. And you just keep asking and demanding it, because they have to listen to everybody. And, they kind of probably
they are to protect and serve, not oppress.
Yeah, well, they work for us. We pay them, like, in the literal direct sense. Like, our taxes go up, and it goes to them having a fancier tank. And it's like, why do you have that? Yeah. I don't think
and
that makes any sense.
And how the fuck does the NYPD have a $6 billion a year budget? Like, literally $6 billion, not million, billion.
Yeah, and there's only one Olivia Benson, so...
she's not making that much.
No. I mean, you've seen her apartment on the show. She's not making, like, she's probably making maybe low six. She is not doing that well.
Right? Crazy.
So, yeah.
That's the one who has the teeth.
What?
Like, who's that actress who acts with her mouth that you keep talking about?
Kerry Washington.
Is that who that is?
No, yeah.
Do you watch American Son, though? She acts with her mouth a lot, but American Son is actually a really good movie on Netflix.
I don't know that I can put her face crazy.
I stopped watching mainstream television, so I'm not up to date with... Oh, wait. Is Olivia Benson white?
Yes, she's
SVU detective.
Every episode is like, guess who got raped this week? And I'm like, I have had enough of this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not easy to watch.
Is it a child or an adult? Ooh, who knows?
The twist.
It's a roulette.
So yeah, thank you guys again for being on. This has been a lot of fun. I'm glad we were able to put this together, even though we're not in person. It's not the same, but we'll do an in-person show again eventually. I think we're getting closer to a point where we could all wear masks and sit at microphones at a distance from each other and do this.
I already do that.
So yeah. So I mean, we'll figure that out. But in any case, listeners, if you like this show, please do us a favor. Subscribe, rate, and review us. Big thank you to Michael J. O'Connor for our theme song. And yeah, guys, just you know, be part of the moment, be part of the movement. Don't just sit by the sidelines. And if all you can do is educate people who don't get it, do that. That's valuable too. So yeah, thank you guys again so much. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Everybody take care of each other. Be kind, and you know, we'll make it. We'll make it to another time. We'll get there. We have to. So that's all I got. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye, guys.
A Vague Idea is written and produced by me, Nate Regolia, with Shannon Page, and sometimes John Perros. Information about topics often come from Wikipedia, so hey, why not donate a bit to that? Sound effects are Creative Commons public domain. If you like this podcast, tell a few people, and subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen. And if you happen to like reading science fiction, check out the small press I started with my friend Sean Grokowski. You can find Spaceboy books at readspaceboy.com.